This is Justice Talking, the public radio show about law and American life. I'm Margo Adler. The housing foreclosure crisis is reaching historical proportions, and another phase of this crisis has caught the attention of law enforcement officials. After the foreclosure notice comes the rescue scam. Karen Brown reports.
Deborah Avazy lives with her three large dogs in a modest two-story cape in Springfield, Massachusetts. 30 years after she bought the place, it's teeming with memories. There's the corner where her pit bull had a 13-pup litter.
It was amazing. I didn't know they could have that many dogs.
The room where she held her mother's wake.
And she passed away, and we had probably about 100 people in here just for her, you know, after Mass and all that. We had the gathering here.
And the bathroom her fiancé renovated after an argument.
The whole room was gutted. It was a surprise for me. He had taken out all the tile, had redone the bathroom while I was gone. I mean, there's just way, way too many things to give up.
But she may have to. Avazy lost ownership of her home through a deal she thought would save it. It all started several years ago when she and her fiancé refinanced the house so they could remodel. But her fiancé died of cancer. She fell into a deep depression, lost her job, and couldn't afford the monthly payments. As the bank moved to foreclose, she started furiously applying for loans. Finally, a man at a lending company called her back. He said her credit wasn't good enough for a loan, but he could help her on his own.
And then they called and said, we can help you by buying your house for 1 year. It would get me to not worry about the mortgage because the taxes, mortgage, and insurance would be paid.
And Avazy says she was told she'd receive $10,000 to get back on her feet so that after a year living there rent-free, she could buy her house back.
It sounded too good to be true, but at the same time, I had nowhere else to go or nothing else to do. They were Christian people. They, you know, I'll pray for you. And they made it sound like there was nothing that could go wrong with it.
But things did go wrong. Without realizing it, Avazy had landed in the middle of what the state attorney general and others call a rescue scam. First, the man who offered to help Avazy had her transfer the deed of her house to a woman she'd never met. Avazy was handed an equity check for $30,000 and then told she had to sign the check over to the new owner. Instead of the promised $10,000, she got $2,000. She says she couldn't get copies of any documents. Then, 6 months later, the other shoe dropped. She was told to either start paying the mortgage, twice what she used to pay, or be evicted.
Well, here's the appraisal.
Avazy's pro bono lawyer, Joel Feldman, has been helping her retrace the chain of events. He says she was essentially tricked out of her home.
There's just no income there for her to have repurchased her house. There was no possibility that she could have ever repurchased this house under the deal they made. Additionally, they didn't tell her they were going to take $30,000 of equity out of the house.
Feldman got the housing court to stop the eviction. He's filed a lawsuit accusing the rescuers of lying to Avazy and stealing her equity. And as of this fall, they have the law on their side. Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley just banned all companies from offering to buy a home temporarily as a way to stave off foreclosure.
It's okay for family members to help each other out. We're not concerned about that, or legitimate nonprofit operations. But for a fee with the company or the individuals taking the deed to the house, we've declared that to be an unfair and deceptive act or practice.
Massachusetts is one of several states targeting rescue scams in addition to other types of predatory lending. Attorney General Martha Coakley says con artists see a ripe market in the rising number of foreclosures. Many find their targets by combing the newspapers for foreclosure notices. Some put signs on the road that say, "We buy houses." Coakley has pledged to go after them. She's filed a lawsuit against three lenders.
Hopefully, both consumers will be wiser and people will find it less and less lucrative to get involved in these schemes.
In other words, Coakley wants to create a disincentive for people like Francine Times, the woman who bought Deborah Avazy's house.
This is my first deal. This is my last deal. I'm not doing anything like this anymore.
Times lives on the other side of the state and says she owns a few other investment properties. She maintains that she thought purchasing Avazy's house was a legitimate buyback program.
I thought she understood everything that was going on. I was not really familiar with this type of program, so that's my defense.
Times says she's no longer partners with the man who first made the deal, John Siegel, who declined to comment for this story. And Times says, despite the money she received in the deal, she can no longer carry the mortgage and needs to sell it.
The thing is, I don't want that lady's house. I only stepped in as an investor to help this lady out.
The question remains, will the courts see it as help? Lawmakers and advocates say what people on the cusp of foreclosure really need is a frank conversation with their bank, state-funded assistance, or at the very least, the opportunity to sell their home and keep the equity. Meanwhile, Deborah Avazy is working full-time at a Subway sandwich shop, trying to repair her credit. And if she prevails on the lawsuit, the damages could be high enough to buy back her house. For Justice Talking, I'm Karen Brown.